Ohio lawmakers remain on break for the 4th of July holiday, but many will find it hard to truly relax. That's because State House Republicans are deciding which of Governor Kasich's 47 budget vetoes they want to try to override. That includes Kasich's veto of a plan to freeze enrollment in Medicaid expansion. State House correspondent Joe Ingles spoke with two former lawmakers who know what it's like to get called back from vacation.
There are dates set aside on the legislative calendar this week and next, so lawmakers could, if they elect, come back into session to override Governor John Kasich's vetoes. Many legislators, like other Ohioans, are spending time cooking out or being part of community events. Former state lawmaker Gene Krebs says he remembers when it took a long time to do some of the most basic things.
My wife knew sending me into the grocery store was a 2.5-hour grueling experience as I got stopped 3 times in every aisle.
He says his experience wasn't unique.
Your state legislators live right in the middle of the rest of us. And so they are always encountering Bobby and Betty Buckeye at the grocery store, at the gas station, and Bobby and Betty Buckeye have no hesitation about telling their legislator helpful things for them to remember.
Former state representative and current Columbus City Council member Mike Stenziano is also the son of a former state legislator, and he agrees holiday cookouts are different for lawmakers.
You're definitely not going to enjoy that hot dog without hearing from somebody. There's always going to be an opportunity that people are excited to see their elected officials at an event, and definitely will share their concern, support for any provision.
Krebs says that's why some lawmakers want a little private time to themselves and their families over the holiday. But he says that doesn't mean it's totally off limits in a case like this where overriding vetoes is an issue.
Many members will already have assumed that right after the budget they can go on vacation, so they may already have airline tickets purchased or cabins in the mountains rented or down on the beach, and so they may have to leave there and come back from there.
Stenziano says he has personal experience with that.
I had the unfortunate experience of having to fly back from a vacation for a vote that was a piece of legislation that I was managing. Didn't necessarily need to be there. The votes were there, but it was too important for the district that I got to wake up very early and take a red-eye flight back to make sure I was there.
Stenziano says his legislation was not a veto vote like lawmakers are considering right now. He suspects lawmakers are talking to each other during this holiday week.
There's absolutely some horse trading that goes on. Some votes are being measured against what's going to be best for their district or a commitment to help move other important legislation down the road.
There is a full House and Senate session scheduled for next week on July 12th. The session is designated as if needed. Legislative leaders say if vetoes are going to occur, they'd like to do them by the 12th, because after that, the General Assembly will be taking a break until September. And they say they'd like to have the budget wrapped up before taking that break. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.